Interested in a career in the growing industries of healthcare, business, hospitality, or technology? Register for Trocare College's open house on November 14th to learn about how Western New York's most affordable private college can be the right fit for you. With small class sizes, personal attention, and convenient, supportive learning environment, Trocare will help you obtain the education and skills you need for a rewarding career. Visit trocare.edu to learn more about the open house November 14th, or call 827-2545 to jumpstart your career today. Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Western New York, and welcome to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people that make it happen. I'm Lauren Lewis, in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. We have our wonderful producer, Louie.
What's up?
Good morning, Louie. How are you?
I don't know if we want to talk about sports today with Matt Barkley starting at quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, you know, I kind of lost track of where we are in the season for the Bills and who we're playing, and I was thinking about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's out of hand at this point. But good news, Josh Allen could be back within the next couple of weeks. Wasn't a serious injury, but yeah, another week, another different starting quarterback for the Bills. Anderson, Peterman. Today it's Matt Barkley.
Okay.
Who they just brought in last week. So, yep, he's starting, and Josh McCown starting for the Jets.
So it's exciting to have a conference game, though. I always like these games. I was thinking yesterday, like, we haven't played
the Jets
winnable. Yet.
It's winnable. I mean, if you want to win.
It's definitely winnable.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's what, half? Are we halfway in this season? Yeah.
Yep. So only two wins. I mean, I feel like it was expected, really. The only thing that stinks about it was, even if they weren't going to be a good team, it would have been nice to see the development of Josh Allen throughout each week.
I
see
think
him
he has
grow.
A lot of good potential.
And the injury was disappointing, though, but hopefully they can get him back at some point this season so he can just continue to grow and see what they have in him, because, I mean, they invested a lot in him.
Yeah, and I think he has a lot of potential, so it's too bad that he was taken out so early in the season. But hopefully he'll continue to grow. Yeah, so before we go any further, in studio with us today we have Mike Mulay from Designated Drivers of Buffalo. But before we get into our conversation with Mike, Louie, how about you give us our sports update since we're chatting about the Bills anyways?
It's Bills game day. Buffalo takes on the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. Both teams will have different starting quarterbacks in the lineup from last week. Buffalo giving Matt Barkley the nod under center as Josh Allen remained a limited participant in practice. As for the Jets, Josh McCown will get his first start of the season with Sam Darnold out nursing a sprained foot. Other notes on the injury front for the Bills: Charles Clay is out with a hamstring injury, Trent Murphy is out with a knee injury, while Tremaine Edmonds is expected to play despite being in concussion protocol this week. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. with pregame coverage continuing all morning long over at WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Other news around the NFL: ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell is not expected to report to the team by Tuesday's deadline, which would make Bell ineligible to play for the rest of the season. Eagles running back Darren Sproles is out tonight against Dallas and is expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks after re-aggravating a hamstring injury. Chiefs wide receiver Sammy Watkins won't play against the Cardinals with a foot injury, while Patriots running back Sony Michel is expected to play against the Titans, and Lions running back Kerryon Johnson will play against the Chicago Bears. To hockey, the Sabres came away with a come-from-behind 4-3 victory against the Canucks yesterday in a shootout. Buffalo erased a 3-1 lead in the third period with goals from Jeff Skinner and Sam Reinhart. Jack Eichel and Casey Mittelstadt scored the two shootout goals, with Carter Hutton getting the win in net for the Sabres. Up next for Buffalo is Tampa Bay on Tuesday at 7:30. And local college hoops, UB women's basketball starts their season this evening against Maryland Eastern. Tip-off is set for 5 o'clock with pregame starting at 4:30 right here on ESPN 1520. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin. And we have Mike Mouley from Designated Drivers of Buffalo in studio with us this morning. Louis, thanks for that great sports update.
Definitely.
Appreciate it. So, Mike, thank you so much for being in studio with us. Give us a little background on what Designated Drivers of Buffalo is all about.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having me today. Basically, the idea behind Designated Drivers of Buffalo, we launched it 10 years ago. It's to give people an alternative when they're out having a good time. It gives them a responsible option, and we do this by providing transportation for both them and their vehicle in the event that they've had too much to drink.
Awesome. And I mean, especially with the holiday season coming up, it's important for everyone to get home responsibly, not only for themselves, but to also help keep other people safe on the roads.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, you know, it's all about awareness and education. It's giving people an alternative. Once they know that the service is available to them, it's an easy, convenient way of doing it. The idea, again, is just making people understand that this is it's an option and there's a way to get home safely. And a lot of people don't want to leave their vehicles behind or need their car for work the next day. And this is what we're able to do to provide them a safe ride home.
Awesome. Now, when you started Designated Drivers of Buffalo 10 years ago, tell me a little bit about the process of, you know, the why behind you guys getting it started and...
Sure. Yeah, my background was in the hospitality industry, so I saw firsthand that there's a number of customers, obviously, that were coming out. They were enjoying a couple drinks, and any time that I would offer to call them a cab or try to get them a ride home, it was usually the same excuse. It was constantly, I need my car for work the next day, or whatever else they could come up with for the reason why they felt they should drive home. With that being said, I just saw a need and a niche for people that were out, that had their vehicles, that wanted to be responsible, but had no other real option, so that's when I created the concept.
Awesome. What is pricing like?
So basically, it's based on mileage. We charge an upfront fee to move the vehicle itself. If you're a member with us, it's $3 per mile. If you're not a member, it's $4 per mile. And then, like I said, there's a $25 upfront fee to move the vehicle. So it is just based on where you're at and where we're taking you to. On average, we typically see about a $50 to $60 ride.
Which is not bad at all.
No, I mean, we provide a different type of service. You know, obviously, people spend a lot of money on their vehicles. They're comfortable in their vehicles. We provide the type of service where they can go out and enjoy their car, and at the end of the night, we can get that home for them. So it's a little bit different than what you would find in your typical rideshare or taxi-type vehicle because you are in your car. You're more comfortable in your vehicle. Mm-hmm. If you want to put your things in your trunk or lock your things in your glove compartment or even just keep things in your vehicle because it's your car and you have the ability to do that, that's the nice thing about what we're able to do.
And you really should prepare for that because just think about it, $60, you know, $50, whatever. You know what? That's a big difference between paying $10,000.
Absolutely.
Let's face it, if something unfortunate happens by not, getting stopped, let's put it that way.
Well, and it's also, you want to make sure your car is home and safe. A lot of times you can leave it somewhere, but there's no guarantee it's going to be safe. It could be, you could get a parking ticket in a parking lot. You can end up with your car booted or towed because you parked it in the wrong spot and didn't get it out in time.
Absolutely. And then especially with the Buffalo winters, I mean, the options kind of become a lot more limited based on the fact that if there's a snowstorm, they're plowing, they don't allow you to leave your cars like you used to be able to. It becomes a real big issue. And nobody wants to come back to their car the next day with a pile of snow on it.
Yeah, that's true, too. We've had to dig out some cars.
Yeah,
you know?
Never fun.
No. No. So tell me about the membership that you guys offer.
So yeah, as an individual, it's just $99 for the year. What it does is that it gives you access to our services. We developed our DDNY app that works much like a rideshare app. It allows you to order our services, pay for our service, everything directly through that app. Basically, again, the membership puts you into the club. It allows you to utilize our services and lets you use it at a discounted rate.
How many members do you have?
Oh, we've been around for 10 years. See, we do both individual and corporate memberships.
Oh, that's nice.
So, you know, individually, we've got thousands. As far as corporate members go, we have tens of thousands of people that are part of the program.
How far is your range and your reach? How far will you...
So,
drive.
There really isn't necessarily a limit. We do have a $25 out-of-service area fee if somebody's going to be way, way out, you know, in Ellicottville or something like that, obviously. But for the most part, you know, if people need a service, they can order it in advance, and we try to accommodate them as much as we possibly can.
So tell me about the process. So it's obviously... Is it two people that go, so one person can drive
home,
and then another person is in the designated driver's Buffalo car?
Yeah, so when we first started the system out, that's what we were doing. We were trying to get, you know, we would put two people together, we would send them location. Then obviously as technology developed, we had a little bit more flexibility. So ideally, to speed up and increase our time and response, we send one of our drivers to the pickup location, another driver to the drop-off location, so we can just do things a lot faster and more efficiently than we've done in the past.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
What has been your biggest, like, learning experience over the course of
the unexpected. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're in this business, you understand it. You know, we're open from 8 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning. You can make a reservation 24 hours a day with us, but nothing surprises me anymore. You know, we've seen a little bit of everything. Anytime that you think you've seen it all, something else happens. So that's kind of what, you know, I guess I would say.
How has business been for you since Uber and Lyft have come to the area?
You know, it's been interesting. I get that question a lot. And the reality is that it's just a different clientele that uses our service. You know, we're a little bit more of a niche type of business where people that drive their vehicles want to be out in their vehicles. Mm-hmm. We've noticed that it's a lot more corporate. You know, obviously in the corporate world, people are going to happy hours. People are going to business dinners. They're not ride sharing there. They're not,
right.
You know, they're obviously going to have their vehicles. And it really hasn't impacted us to the point that we've noticed a big difference. One of the biggest things that I've noticed is that people are now more familiar and more comfortable with ride services. And in the past, it was really just your option was a taxi or a limo. And when we came onto the game, it was difficult to educate people to what we did. And now I believe people are a little bit more open-minded to it and have a little bit more understanding how apps work and different ride services and just a little bit more trust for different types of systems.
And I like the part of that because I think what you're doing really is a game changer in the industry. You're bringing innovation. You're giving individuals an opportunity to realize that, you know what, you can have your traditional taxi service, but guess what? That's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're going to drive your car out, go out to dinner, have a glass of wine or whatever, you need to be protected. And that's what your business really does. And you're helping our companies take care and protect their employees.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I've always looked at this, especially with my background being in hospitality, as kind of the fine dining of car services. You know, obviously, there's something for everything, but this is a little bit of a higher end service. This is something that, again, people are driving nice vehicles. They want to be out in their vehicles. They don't want to get into the back of a stranger's car where they don't know somebody. There's just people that are uncomfortable with that. So this gives another option for people that just want to be in their vehicles.
Okay. You know, I'm going to ask this question. This is really off task. However, since you've been in business so many years, you've heard many, I can't call them cab stories. We're going to call them designated drivers stories. Give us a story of something that a driver that has shared with you.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, it's interesting because you would think that, you know, it's
not a driver, but one of your patrons.
Sure. I mean, there's not quite the taxi cab confessions that you would think. You know, a lot of our customers,
that's what I was looking for, confession.
They do seem to still have the wherewithal. You know, they're responsible enough to make the call or order the ride through the app. Honestly, we don't seem to deal with that type of, you know, either belligerent or just somebody who's, you know, off their rocker type of customer. It usually is people that are really thankful and polite and happy that we're driving their car home. It's a different experience from start to finish with us because, again, they're in their property. They're pretty well behaved. When you're
true.
Driving their vehicle home to their house, it's just a different experience altogether.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, with this being the type of season that it is, you know, with all the holiday parties that are about to, you know, happen here in Western New York and Buffalo and our surrounding counties, I think your service is something that's essential. Whether you are an individual or a company, you want to, as a company, you want to protect yourself and your employees. As an individual, you have an option. You have an option to, you know what, go out and have a great time, but at the end of the night, you know what, yourself, your wife, your spouse, your significant others, you can get home and get your vehicle home based on the service that you provide.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and you're not just responsible to yourself, but it's a responsibility to the community as well. I mean,
yes.
That's the facts. I mean, especially around the holiday times. I mean, everybody's going out more with family and friends coming into town. You know, it's not just making a poor decision and saying, oh, you know what, I'm only a couple miles away, I'll be okay.
That's when you get caught. That's when you get put over.
Typically when it happens, yeah. And the reality is that, you know, you owe it to not just yourself, but there's other people people on the road. There's there's innocent people that are coming home from the movies that have nothing to do with anything, and all of a sudden they're a victim.
Or they always get nervous too. That 4 a.m. drive to the airport.
Same exact thing.
You know,
same concept.
Like, if you're on the weekends, if you have an early flight and you're driving to the airport at 4:30 in the morning, like I'm always nervous and skeptical about who else is on the road.
Of course, because I mean, there's only a couple people that would be on the road at that time, you know, and that's the thing, you know, and that's what we just always ask for people. Listen, there's options out there. There's ways to be responsible for yourself, and just have the respect for both yourself and your neighbors. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
It's really something. Lauren, I mean, I'll speak for myself, and please chime in. I mean, we both live in an area of Buffalo where there's a lot of bars and restaurants. And you can either walk, drive. But for me, I tend to drive. And
I Uber a lot.
You Uber a lot.
Even a couple blocks now. Because it's getting colder. Like, when it was warmer, we'd walk more. But now it's like just Uber. It's worth the $5.60 or $7.60, whatever it is.
Yes. Okay. But, Mike, you have also a service that, if I'm not mistaken, you can have a designated driver. You can reserve, and I hate to say chauffeur, but let's call it for what it is in terms of understanding.
Sure, yeah. This is probably what I think is one of our coolest services that we offer. It's our personal driver, and this allows you the ability to rent our driver for a predetermined amount of times, anywhere typically between 3 and 8 hours, where that person becomes a chauffeur for your vehicle. It's door-to-door service, especially as you mentioned in the winter here. You know, if you're going down to Shays or doing a dinner out and you're in from the suburbs, you don't have to worry about parking. You get dropped off right in front of the location. You can communicate with our driver directly through the app when it's time to get picked up again. Obviously, you can just text them and let them know that you're ready to get picked up. They can take you to the next location. Again, if you're going to like a Shays type event and you have leftovers, well, it's your car. You can leave them in there. It gives you a lot of the ability that things that you just think about when you want your vehicle around. I mean, your car is an extension of your home. It's something that you feel and probably the next biggest purchase you make in your life that it's... you feel comfortable in it, and you can leave your things in it, and you can just be able to be transferred around in it and not have any issues. You're not looking around the streets. Where's the guy? Who's this person? Where's that? You're just simply getting in your vehicle, going from one stop to the next, and that's why I like that service so much.
So help me understand this. If I'm going to a Bills game or a Sabres game, I can call and reserve a driver to drive my car and, you know, drive my vehicle that would take me to and from.
Correct. Yeah. So you can do it one of two ways. If you want to have the personal driver for the entire evening, you can do that. Or you can just go to the game, and if after you find you had a couple drinks and aren't comfortable driving home, you can order a guy for a one-way service as well.
I love that
personal driver service. I never heard of that before. I didn't know you guys offered that. I just really only thought of the one-way, the driving your car home.
Yeah. And it's again, the idea behind it was to give people an affordable way to go out. And that personal driver thing is just, it's extremely affordable. If you're a member with us, it's $35 an hour. If you're not, it's $45 an hour. If you go out for a night on the town, 4 or 5 hours with a bunch of friends, it's super easy. It's fun. It's simple. And again, the comfort level of being in your own car is like nothing else you can experience.
You mentioned the leftovers. A lot of times you do. You go to dinner and then you go to an event after it.
What do you do?
And you have leftovers and you're like, just leave them at the restaurant. But then it's like, oh.
That stinks.
Right. Yeah. You're like, that meal, looking forward to the next day. It's like, well, like.
Yeah,
I didn't drive here. I don't have my car. I have no place to put it.
It's a lot of that stuff. You know, if you bring a coat someplace and the weather's, you know, an umbrella. I mean, all those things that you don't realize. A phone charger. You want to plug in. You need to charge your phone again. You want to lock things in your trunk.
Yeah.
There's a
million
different
scenarios. What if you were a group of people, though? What if you go out with a group of people? You know, you're out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I understand the concept one-to-one, but most of the time, let's face it, we go out with, you know, a group of people, 5, 8, 10. How does your business handle that?
Well, we also do provide shuttle service, so you have the ability to book a 12-passenger shuttle at any point in time that you would need to. It's a very cost-efficient way of doing it. Again, a lot of people don't need the necessary bells and whistles of a limo. They're just looking for a basic transportation sometimes. So we do offer the shuttle service. A lot of it is point A to point B transportation.
Okay.
Guests coming in from out of town for weddings that they want to move from hotels to the venue and things like that. But we're noticing more and more people are booking it for wine tours, for beer tastings, because it is a low-cost, affordable way to get around. And again, like I said, you don't really need all the bells and whistles of a limousine all the time, you know, for $400 or $500 less
to get to where you need to.
So, just save for liable transportation.
It's what you're looking for. You know.
And a driver, to just get you there.
It's that simple.
So you're not worrying about it.
I'm not a skier, but I want to go to Holiday Valley. Mm-hmm. So what should I do?
Again, with that, you would just make a reservation. It's as simple as possible. You can either book one of our drivers, and they can be with you all day. I probably wouldn't recommend that because you're going to be skiing all day. But again, with the outside of the service area fee, you can just set up a reservation anytime that you want to, and our guys will be there for you.
And the number is?
With two ways of getting a hold of us, obviously our phone number is 716-202-2222. But I certainly recommend downloading the new DDNY app, and that can be found at the Apple Store or Android. And that's just simply search DDNY.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And so we have to take our first break, but don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Mike Mulea of Designated Drivers of Buffalo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza. And next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And we are having a great conversation with the president and CEO of Designated Drivers of Buffalo, the one and only Mike Mulea. Mike, you have a great concept, and I think you're doing some very innovative things in terms of transportation and helping the residents of this community realize how they can go out and have a great time and get home safely, as well as helping companies understand how they can take care of their employees and provide protection. Because let's face it, we are in the season right now where Buffalo parties. We're going out to all the different holiday and Christmas parties, and we want everyone to go there, have a great time, but more importantly, come home safely and have their vehicle.
No, that's exactly right. And thank you for the nice introduction there. The idea, again, with the holiday stuff coming up, you know, one of the nice services that we provide is our special event services. And this works for a number of different, this works in the corporate level. This works as an individual level. Anytime that you're hosting any party where alcohol is being served, obviously there's some liability and risk issues that come along with that. Anytime that you have your friends and family together and they're driving to your event, there's moral risk as well as any other risk that comes along with that. And the idea behind what we're able to do is actually our special event service places our teams of drivers on site for typically the last 2 or 3 hours of that event. It really helps mitigate risk. It helps reduce liability. And then furthermore, if any of your either customers or employees or guests need our services, they're standing right there. There is no wait. They're there. They're there to take your guests home. It provides a high-end type of service showing that everybody, listen, we thought of every detail. We understand alcohol is being served. If you drove here and are uncomfortable driving home, we have a solution. And that's the idea behind it. You know, it's, again, just provides that blanketed solution that if somebody shouldn't be driving, there's an alternative for that.
Yes. And your company, and I think it's very important that we go here because you provide two solutions. One, okay, I'm a company business owner. I have 100 employees. Mm-hmm. So you provide a service that can address that. But you also provide a service that can address the restaurateur or the establishment. So give us an example on both scenarios.
Yeah, so what the nice thing is that we actually go into companies, we put together a comprehensive plan for them. The idea is to offer this out as a fringe benefit. It's a low-cost benefit that employees can offer to their, or employers can offer to their employees. And basically, it puts that plan in place. It says to them, listen, we understand, we ask you to go to these business dinners, these happy hours, these golf outings. And if you do that and alcohol is being consumed, this is an option for you guys to use. We're part of a program and we want you to take advantage of that. And that's one of the great things that we do. It's companies can then recognize the fact that, look, this is part of reality, this is part of doing business, and they do put a comprehensive plan in place. The second to your answer is the bar and restaurant package. Now, obviously, these are places that are serving alcohol. They also have that same risk and those liability issues. It's called a dram shop law that bartenders and establishments are responsible for basically over-serving their customers. What's nice about this, again, it puts a comprehensive program in place, shows that you actually have the best interest of the customers at hand, and you're showing them that, listen, if in the event you shouldn't be driving, we have a partnership that offers reduced rates to our members or to our customers. Please take advantage of this. You know, we take drinking and driving prevention very seriously. That's why we pay into a program to make sure that we are preventing that.
So.
Yes.
So great. And we actually have someone calling in to ask a question. Great. Caller.
What's your question or comment?
Yeah, hello. This is Sam from Grand Island. First time, long time. I have a question for Mike.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I love the service. I've actually used it before. I have a question. Are you in any other cities, and do you offer franchises?
Yes, we are in Buffalo and Rochester, and we do offer franchises. Yes, we've officially been franchised. There is availability for that. It would just be a matter of letting us know what territory you're interested in, and we can have a conversation.
So you can either get a ride or buy a business.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
How far you guys have come over the past 10 years. Now you're able to have a franchise option and have grown and expanded even out to Rochester, which is great.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have any other? Does that answer your question? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, no, that was it. That's
What are some of the other communities?
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I'm interested because one of the things we talk about here at Western New York at Work is franchise opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so, in terms of growing the company, what are some of the? How do you want to expand the company? Let's go there first.
Yeah, so the biggest piece of expansion that took place over the last year was the development and building our app. Obviously, we didn't reinvent the wheel on that, but what it did was it took our processes and streamlined them. It allowed us to do a lot more with a lot less. As far as scaling the business goes, that's the way of the future. I mean, we can now basically go into any city and launch this and do it successfully relatively quickly. The whole concept was now everything is very organized. It's all in one place. And once, Buffalo's probably the hardest part because we're transitioning out of something we've done for 10 years where everybody calls in and we're trying to get them to use the app now. But now launching the app in new cities is going to take the workload just completely off our plate because it's just so much simpler to do.
Well, everyone just seems to go to their phone and go to an app. So when it's right there at your fingertips, there's really, it makes it so easy to get that safe ride home.
Yeah, and there's a comfort level of just knowing pinpoint accuracy on where is that driver? Mm-hmm. Are they coming to me? Where are they going to be? Should I pay my bar tab now because they're going to be here in 10 minutes? It gives you that preparation time like we couldn't do before.
That's great.
And that's what's really great.
So you can track.
All of it. Yeah, it's awesome. It mirrors very much like a ride. Like I said, I wasn't reinventing the wheel here.
Yeah.
There was a system that worked. We just catered it based around what we do and how we do our system. Obviously, we're sending a driver to drive your car opposed to a car to drive you.
Yeah, okay. That's
perfect. And one thing we have to ask, are there employment opportunities, career opportunities that are available? Because, we currently live in society where, people are looking for work.
Sure, we're always looking for drivers, obviously. The nice thing about what we do is, we do actually have a lot of people that work for rideshare and things like that employed by us. Obviously, with us being a more of a premium service, we pay a little bit better than you would if you were just doing one ride for a rideshare type company. It gives us a lot more flexibility because there's so many people out there in the community now that are driving at nighttime that, again, it gives us a lot of wiggle room with that. And then furthermore, as far as any other type of employment stuff, we're always looking to add new people and great people to our team and things like that.
Okay. Awesome. And for more information, for anyone who wants to know more about designated drivers of Buffalo, how to, book your service, what should they do?
So they could visit our website. It's www.ddobny or designateddriversofbuffalo.com. Or if you want to download the app, you can do that. It's DDNY, both at the Play Store and Android Store. or Android and Apple Store. And again, you can book your services, our services directly online. You can call and do that, or you can do it directly through the app.
Fantastic. Lauren, perfect. another fast-paced show.
Yeah, and it was great. Thank you so much for being on, Mike. I didn't realize the extensive services that Designated Drivers of Buffalo offers, so I appreciate you sharing that with us and with our listeners, and I hope more people take advantage of the services, especially this holiday season coming up.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And I really think that this is something that we have to echo and talk about each and every week, each and every Sunday, because, you know, again, we are in the holiday season. And so this is not a one-time only conversation. We really need to get the word out to our, you know, citizens or mm-hmm. you know, of the community, but also our employers, people who run businesses like yourself.
Yep.
You know what? I'm getting a signal from my producer.
The signals are coming.
Just shut it off. You've been listening to West New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. You know what? Very fast pace, 10 seconds. Any parting thoughts?
Hey, just again, everybody be responsible, be educated, do the right thing. Just protect yourself and protect everybody else out there.
Yeah, awesome. Go Bills. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, Buffalo. Have a great day, a beautiful Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.